Exodus chapter 9. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus says Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, the hand of Yahweh is upon your cattle which are in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous plague. And Yahweh shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is in the children of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing on the next day, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel not one died. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, Take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and there shall be a boil breaking forth with blisters upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blisters upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he listened not to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, and upon your servants, and upon your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may send judgment upon you and your people with pestilence, and you shall be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised you up, to show in you my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. And yet you exalt yourself against my people, that you will not let them go. Tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as not been seen in Egypt since the foundation of it even until now. Send therefore now, and gather your cattle, and all that you have in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of Yahweh among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses, and he that did not regard the word of Yahweh left his servants and his cattle in the field. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven. And Yahweh sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along the ground, and Yahweh rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck down all that were in the field throughout all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Ask Yahweh, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread forth my hands to Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall be there any more hail, that you may know now that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear Yahweh, Elohim. And the flax and the barley were ruined, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was boiled. But the wheat and the rye were not ruined, for they were not yet grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread forth his hands to Yahweh, and the thunder and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as Yahweh had spoken through Moses. End of chapter 9.